What's up, you secondhand butt plugs? It's your favorite trio back at you again.
I like it.
Can you imagine a hand-me-down butt plug?
My God.
Anyway, like I was saying, it's your favorite trio back at it again with another episode of Tether Radio Untethered number 35.
Woo, woo.
Yeah, I'm Larry, and joining me, as always, Daniel, and some girl named Allie.
Ooh, hello. This dick.
Hope you guys are doing great, and I hope you listened to Monday's episode.
Oh, my God. Of course they listened. My gosh.
Hell yeah. That's
otherwise, they're listening. They're fucking missing out. Period.
Well, today people are in for a fucking treat because rock what are we roll. Doing, Daniel?
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Spooky stuff?
Yeah, we're going to have some spooky McSpookersons going on here with some spooky recommendations for movies and TV. But
before we do that,
yeah,
I am going to tell you a story of me. No,
here's
I'm just
a
kidding.
Story of a lovely Larry.
But this legit could be me, or could have been a younger me. Missing, in quotes, drunk man accidentally joins massive search party looking for him.
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't see that one come, did you?
Oh my
God. Not at all.
Holy so this hell happened. Yeah. So you guys just out in the woods. You guys just out here in the woods.
Are we looking? We're looking for Brad. So. Brad.
Who's Brad?
Brad.
I'm Brad. Me, wait. Brad.
My name's Brad.
I'm right here.
My name's Brad.
I've been here the whole time.
This is great. I'm glad I can be very helpful.
So I'm glad you guys threw me this
party.
I want
to be very helpful.
This is a good party.
Can I get a flashlight? Thank you. I need it. Thank you. No, this is great. Thank you.
We're going to have to cut Brad's mic, I think.
Okay. A man who joined in a search for a missing man was able to help track him down when he realized it was him that they were looking for.
Wait, guys, I win. It was me.
I feel like we're playing Candyland. Like,
what are you guys doing out here? I've never seen so many people out here, man.
Brad. Guys, I'm not missing them right here.
You guys are silly. I'm right fucking here.
I had a couple bears. God. Just a couple bears.
Behan Mutlu, 50 years old, was
easy
declared missing. He was 50 years old. He was declared missing by his wife after going out for drinks with friends before wandering off into the woods in Turkey. This happened in Turkey. Mm-hmm. The concerned party contacted the police, obviously, after spending hours trying to contact Mr. Mutlu without any success. But according to the Daily Sabah website, he had wandered away from his friends in a forest while drunk, sparked concern. So it all ended well after he stumbled upon a group of volunteers in the area who were helping the authorities search for him.
God, dude.
He inadvertently ended up joining the group of rescue workers before the realization set in as the volunteers began shouting his name.
Okay, wait. When there's like a search party, are they out there saying the person's name over and over?
Yeah, I guess.
I would it's think like that Marco there's Polo. A lot of, maybe, yeah, I would think that they're yelling their name a lot.
No, I've seen a couple movies. Like, I've seen Gone Girl.
Yeah.
They're not out there hollering her name.
So, who's just what would they be?
I don't know, they're just looking. I don't know.
Oh, well, I guess, honestly, I would think that it depends on how long they've been missing.
Sure.
Right?
If you've just been missing a few hours, maybe. If you've been missing, like, weeks or something, yeah, you're probably looking for a body.
You're just looking for stuff instead of...
Okay.
Yeah.
Glad we cleared that up.
Okay. Forensic specialist, Tether Radio.
So the dude was, it says here that he was so confused at first because...
Hell, we're confused. We're just reading about him.
He didn't know who they were trying to find, and he's just like, I'll help. And then he's like, wait, that's my name. I'm right here.
Wait, how long?
I don't think it says how long they searched for him.
My God. That is amazing. And where was this?
Turkey. It was in Turkey.
Oh, my God.
After the incident, he was taken aside to give statements where he pleaded with officers not to punish him harshly.
Oh my God.
They then took him home. He did, but it's unclear whether he faced any penalties. So,
jeez, dude,
that was like perfect. And that's, I could amazing. See myself doing that stupid shit like when I was younger. I would probably do it now.
I was going to say, I can see myself doing that now. Like, I would just
joining the search party.
Well, hey, because, we're all, like, people that like to be helpful, right? Yeah. So
I just saw some people that look like they needed some help.
You guys look like you're, like, trying to do something, and, like, I want to help. So, I mean, like...
And, like, I'm out here, and I could do something.
All right. So, can I flashlight, please?
Can I? Who are you guys looking for?
That's weird, because that's
surprising.
Daniel?
That's a good name. Daniel? That's a good name.
You see Daniel?
Daniel, is it like me?
I know that name. I'll yell it. fucking amazing, dude.
Okay, how about a search party of just drunk people?
Oh my God. Halloween party. That is just when one person's outside at the Halloween party.
I feel like they'd all end up yelling like the wrong name. Like, who are we searching for?
I thought we were looking for Becky. No, it's Ashley.
Yeah, and then no, but then somebody else heard you, like, overheard you saying Becky, so they'd start yelling Becky.
While
you were saying, no, I'm saying Ashley, and they're like, no, but Becky. What about Becky? Where's Becky?
How many people are missing?
Ashley?
Guys, I think we decided that Ashley is to the wolves, man. Like, because I heard Larry say Becky.
He said,
fuck Ashley. He's, something about, I don't know.
Who fired Ashley? No, I want to fucking fight him. Ashley's my girl. You know, I mean, that's how this shit would end up, you know? It's
like, no fucking doubt whatsoever.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. All right. I'm not going to lie. If you've ever been in a search party for yourself, write us at tetherradio@gmail.com. So, yeah, man, anything else to add on this search party for oneself?
No, that was it. That was it, man.
I fucking love
it,
man.
That's awesome. Good for that dude, man. We love a happy ending.
Yeah.
We don't get a lot of happy endings, exactly. But we do love them when we get them.
Yeah. All right. So we want to, I believe we need to get into some spooky time. It's the cheesiest fucking spooky time thing. I need to get oh my God. Just the, is it Halloween? I believe it's Halloween that it's like, it's like the piano, like two notes kind of thing.
I know what you're talking about.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Anyway, so yeah, do we want to start with some movies? We want to go back and forth. What are you feeling, Allie?
Man, I really wanted to read this old Reddit post and I can't find it, but I want to. Can I summarize it real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it popped back into my head the other day, and I can't stop thinking about it.
Okay.
There's this girl that made this post that was like, this is spooky related, okay? Girl that made this post. She was like, yeah, I don't know. I've been dating this guy, I think a couple years or something, and I have this really, really severe fear of spiders, and he decided that to make me get over it, he was saving spiders that he found that were dead and putting them in a jar. And he just snuck up behind her and dumped the jar of dead spiders over her. And she's I overreacting by like, I just, no. I'm free. And like,
I'm just going to say no.
All the replies were like, no. No, like even if you don't have a fear of spiders, dumping a dead. I don't want
fucking
dead,
spiders in my fucking hair.
Yeah, like don't dump a jar of dead spiders on me is a pretty baseline request in a relationship.
How about in reality?
Yeah.
Like what? Nobody wants dead insects dumped on their heads.
Yeah, well, it's probably somebody's kink.
So I have to mark off. I have to mark off dumping dead spiders off of my prank list.
Yeah, delete that off of your Tinder profile.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really good at dumping dead spiders.
Are
you
leaned back hardcore?
Dude, I'm just chilling.
Just lounging. God,
he is lounging. All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Now that I have that out of my head. Okay. So we were trying to pick a book for this. Almost at semester. We're not in school. Nope. We're trying to pick a book to read on Read With Tether. And I thought I would basically cover the ones that we were picking between and like a couple more. Just sort of like spooky ideas. So one was The Haunting of Hill House by Shirley Jackson.
I still want to read it.
Have you watched it?
I've watched it. Wasn't a fan.
No.
Well, so, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Up to the end episode. Okay. But okay.
No, and that's the thing in books too. Sometimes you love the book and then the ending, you're like, did a ghostwriter write the ending? Or
well, if
did you write this blog?
No, that's really not me.
The only reason
I know it says Allison's blog, right?
Well, so. No, my Instagram is Read With Allie, and that girl's is Read With Allison, like spelled the same way and everything. And I was like, hey, small world, boo.
Are you multiple personality?
I don't have that many.
Do you have a ghostwriter?
I don't have that many followers.
No, my only dig, I loved the show up to the last episode because I don't like super happy endings.
That's a big thing in horror. People are like, I'm reading horror. I don't want a happy ending.
I want some, anyway.
Like burn the whole place down.
Yeah.
I don't really know a lot about it other than that Shirley Jackson's awesome.
But it was really good up to that point. Yeah. So I can only imagine the book would be great.
Wait, I am so confused. Are you reading off of this blog post?
No. No.
Oh, I was like, where the fuck is this book that she's talking about?
In my
Larry,
list.
She's just presenting this material to us.
Look, I'm just trying to find this guy that they keep yelling their name at. So.
Brad.
Billy.
Babe.
Billy.
My mom. Okay, so there are four people that get to an unfriendly pile called Hill House. There's an occult scholar looking for evidence of a haunting. There's an assistant. There's a fragile young woman who's acquainted with poltergeists. And there's Luke, the future heir. And basically spooky shit happens.
Okay, so
sounds pretty cool.
Okay, so this is good. Unfriendly pile is the name of my sex tape.
that's what a shit is called the day after a night of drinking.
why can't that be our episode title? Well,
why can't we ever have like a serious fucking episode?
No, dude, fuck
we're
that.
Not about that.
No, that ain't our fucking brand.
No,
so.
We don't do that. Okay, you wanna hop back and forth? You wanna do a
what do you feel?
That's fine.
You do that?
You do one.
All right. I want to talk about Hellraiser. This is a classic, cult classic to some. I'm just going to read the synopsis for it because
what is this? IMDb?
This is actually I believe this is the just like the wiki kind of thing. The wiki quick and dirty. Sexual deviant Frank inadvertently opens a portal to hell when he tinkers with a box he bought while abroad. This one's Hellraiser.
Okay.
The act unleashes gruesome beings called Cenobites who tear Frank's body apart. Oh, you've got questions.
Is Cinnabites like Cinnabuns mini stores?
That's right. The smaller. No.
I'm going to keep doing this.
He'll know. When Frank's brother and his wife, Julia, move into Frank's old house, they accidentally bring what is left of Frank back to life. Frank then convinces Julia, his one-time lover, to lure back to the house, but lure men back to the house so he can use their blood to reconstruct himself. So this one's a really weird one, obviously, from the synopsis, but it's like this weird, like, almost like BDSM kind of thing. It is really, really good, but one of the reasons that I really like it, for anybody out there that really likes practical effects, this is like one of the movies that people hang their hat on for practical effects. Came out in 1987. Plus, it's only an hour and a half, which is amazing in my opinion, because I feel like everybody's so fucking long-winded with movies these days. So,
wait a second.
I hate a long-winded person.
is Hellraiser the one with
Needlehead, dude?
The Needlehead guy. Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember what his name is.
Pinhead.
Thank you. Yeah, it is Pinhead, I believe. But yeah, man, it's like some super gnarly shit. Great practical effects, and yeah, man, it's just a fucking fantastic movie, and I think you can find it. I don't know if it's like free anywhere, but whatever.
You can totally not illegally download it.
No, you should definitely not do that. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Oh,
dear. Anywho, I'm just going to go ahead and hit the badminton back to Allie.
Okay. I have two that the titles I really like.
All right.
So one is called My Heart is a Chainsaw. What a fucking metal title, right?
Dude, this was also...
Yeah. One of the ones we were picking between. Yeah. And I will probably get to rating all these because, this guy's had a couple books come out and they've been really popular. His name's Stephen Graham Jones. He had a book called... Oh, fuck. What was his other book called? Hold, please. The Only Good Indians.
Wrong book title.
He had a book called The Only Good Indians, and, like, it was really popular, like, creepy horror. It made the rounds. It got a lot of hype.
Mm-hmm.
So this book's been pretty highly hyped up and stuff. It doesn't have nearly as many ratings as I would think it would. Anyway, So, My Heart is a Chainsaw. In her quickly gentrifying rural lake town, Jade sees recent events only her encyclopedic knowledge of horror films could have prepared her for. I feel like you're this main character, Daniel.
Oh, no!
Like, you're the one being like, well, this was me when COVID first started hitting, when I was like, I've seen how pandemics start. It's not this. It's not good.
Shit ain't gonna go well.
Yeah. So, man, I was really scared at first, because I was like, when the grid goes down and the power's out and the roads are fucked and...
Yeah.
It's not going to be good. I'm relieved that it didn't get that way. Yeah. But anyway. No, so
we all jumped to that, like, almost zombie apocalypse.
Well,
and
that was, like, the thing that I really liked to read.
Yeah.
So I was like, I've read too many books that start this way, and I hate
this. But
at
the same time, you kind of feel prepared.
Not me.
Well, mentally.
A little bit.
Not physically or, like... whatever, resource-wise. So. Anyway.
So this author is Native American, and he writes Native American characters a lot, which is, he calls them Indian, which is weird to me, because whatever.
Yeah.
Call it what you want. But
when was it written?
It just came out like last month. Okay. Yeah, and The Only Good Indians was just a year or two ago. So. Yeah. But yeah, it's basically she's just in her own world, and she's like obsessed with horror movies, and especially ones where... masked killers seek revenge on a world that wronged them. Mm-hmm. And basically she's like, I know what's going down, and I don't think anybody's listening to her.
Yeah.
But I read a novella of his called Night of the Mannequins, and it was just nuts. Like, it was just, I was reading it, and I was like, this is wild, and I need this book to end because I'm unnerved. Which Night is, and that's what you're setting out for, and it means you did it, you know?
Yeah,
Night, of, cool. Night of the Mannequins is my new swingers party theme.
Sounds like a Panic at the Disco song.
So, dude, there was like a, there was a Goosebumps that was like along those lines. It was like Night of the Living Dummy, I believe.
Well, the basic concept of that was these kids are like pranking each other, and they find a mannequin and they start like posing at places.
Yeah.
And I told you about this when I read it because it was so cool.
Yeah.
They snuck it into the movie theater where one of their friends worked. Like, each of them carrying one like limb or whatever so that they could get it in. And then they like got it in there. And when the lights were out, they assembled it and like put it in its seat. Then it got up and walked out when the movie was over. And they're like, fuck, what?
No.
And then it basically started wreaking havoc. And I was like, this is silly. And like a couple pages later, I was like, I am uncomfy.
Dude, I love that shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He
nailed what he was shooting for. Yeah.
Oh, rock and roll.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to hit the listeners with a little movie by the name of Us. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yeah. Jordan Peele, right?
Yeah. Okay. Fuck yeah. Jordan Peele, which it's so funny, dude. It's like comedians are so good at horror for some weird fucking reason.
Yeah.
It's because they have dark humor.
Yeah. Dude, it's weird.
Comedy
man.
Horror books are so cool. Like Horror Store. Like,
yeah.
Just stuff that's just.
It was like kind of laughy, huh? And then it's like, dark as hell. Fuck, I hate this.
Sure.
Well, I hate love this.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So accompanied by her husband, son, and daughter, Adelaide Wilson returns to the beachfront home where she grew up as a child. Haunted by a traumatic experience from the past, Adelaide grows increasingly concerned that something bad is going to happen. Her worst fears soon become a reality when four masked strangers descend upon the house, forcing the Wilsons into a fight for survival. When the masks come off, the family is horrified to learn that each attacker takes the appearance of one of them. This was like... Ooh. Really, really, this really got under mine and Miri's skins.
Yeah.
Because it was just like, dude, it was like, I read another synopsis and they called them doppelgangers, which in my opinion was more accurate.
Yeah.
Because it is literally when you saw, if you saw someone that looked identical to you, that was tormenting you.
Yes.
And I'm like... Ah, oh, man, it is, it's just a really, really fucking great movie.
Wait, what was the name of his first movie?
Get Out,
okay.
Yeah. Which I wasn't super keen on Get Out, believe it or not.
Really?
I thought that was good. I didn't think it deserved the accolades that it got. I thought this one was actually better, personally.
Was it because it was about racism, Daniel?
Is that where you want to go? No, actually, believe it or not, I can look at films and not see.
I'm just fucking with
you. Oh, whatever, you racist bastard. But honestly, I thought this one was just legitimately, they did a better job, or he did a better job of like, really just building up suspense and just like it had you, and I hate to use the cliche, but like, man, it was like nerve-wracking and like just like on the edge of your seat kind of thing. I don't know. I thought it was really good. Tonight.
I so appreciate it.
It's really fucking good, Leary, if you have not seen it.
It's a movie. Look it up. I don't know.
What's it on? I don't know. You might have to buy that bad boy.
I love when consuming some kind of media like fucks with me.
No, I wasn't calling you a bad boy. I'm saying you might have to call that. Or
what?
He said you might have to buy that bad boy.
Oh no, like, no, we don't do that.
No, you might have
in this economy. In this no
time out. The wink, wink, nudge, nudge didn't come through the audio. but anyway, back to you, Allie.
Yeah.
Let's talk some books.
The other title that I love is In My Dreams I Hold a Knife. Love that too. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Yeah.
That title's amazing.
I know. Yeah. So, there's a college reunion 10 years after college got out. One of their friends was murdered and it wasn't solved, and they've all been hiding secrets for a decade. Mm-hmm. And then it turns out that not everyone has moved on, and not everyone left that town 10 years ago, and not everyone can let Heather's murder go unsolved. So basically, someone is trying to trap whoever actually did it and like find out. So the six friends are reunited and they're trying to like confront what happened that night and all the secrets that they've got. And I like books that have like, you know, it was most likely one of these characters that did it. Yeah. And so the whole time you're like, I'm pretty sure it was this one. Maybe not. No, maybe it was. I don't know. Like, I like stuff like that.
Yeah. Hell yeah. God. And what was it called? One more
in
time.
In My Dreams, I Hold a Knife.
Hell yeah.
The cover's really cool too. It's like a ribbon and like some scissors cutting it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
All right. So I have three left, but I'm only going to do two today.
Okay.
So I have a cult movie, I have a zombie movie, and I have a slasher. What would you guys like to hear?
I want the zombie one.
Zombie. Oh, I'm so glad that you chose.
Was that a zombie growl?
Oh. Brains. So the funny thing that you would say zombie and that anyway, and me say brains. My son, out of all the books at the Knox County Library, he goes around and I said, you can pick out four books. And we will take four books home. One of his books, it's called Peanut Butter and Brains. And literally what it's about is this zombie that is trying to talk his zombie-like crowd into eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches versus brains. It is the best.
Man, we hate a vegan. We do hate a vegan.
Oh, shit. Don't say it too loud. Don't say it too loud. Oh, shit. The mic picked it up. The mic picked it up.
I'm still here, fuckers. Oh.
but no. So you chose zombie. So here's your zombie. So this one is super off the beaten path, but it's worth trying to get a copy of. If you can do that, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Do I need to look at that?
I wish it was out there somewhere in the ether that we could obtain it
from. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. It is called One Cut of the Dead. This was one of these one. I think that I actually recommended this last year, but I don't care because it is that fucking good. So, synopsis. Things go badly for a hack director and film crew shooting a low-budget zombie film in an abandoned World War II Japanese facility when they are attacked by real zombies. So, they're shooting a zombie film when they're attacked by zombies.
Yes.
But the cool thing about all of this is not the synopsis. It's how they actually shot the film. What they did was they shot
with an iPhone 13.
Wrong-o.
Got him.
But what they did is they shot it, and then literally the movie is like, I think like 30 minutes long or something like that. And then
really
they show you how they shot it while they're being attacked kind of thing.
Oh.
Dude, it's kind of a mind fuck. It's super almost meta. Like, yeah, it's almost like Inception of movies or of a zombie flick kind of thing.
Okay.
Dude, it is really, really, really like well done. I've never seen anything like it.
That sounds cool.
So I would, above all other ones, if you can get a copy of this, I would recommend it. Because, like I said, 96 minutes long, and it is fucking fantastic. So, anywho, after you, madam.
This next one is called The Hollow Places. And the author's name is just the letter T and then Kingfisher. And their little profile picture is a letter T with a kingfisher bird sitting on it. Yeah. Like, I love it. But that's a pen name for a writer named Ursula Vernon. She writes children's books and weird comics in her other writings.
All right.
But she wrote this book. A young woman discovers a strange portal in her uncle's house, leading to madness and terror in this gripping novel. I heard it compared to, if you like the upside down aspect of Stranger Things, that it's supposed to be, right? Which is like the whole appeal of Stranger Things. Oh my God,
yeah.
Right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be pretty fun and cool. And like, even though the characters are, I think, young adults, it's not a young adult book. Like it's definitely horror, and it's definitely like weird, like, portal and alternate realities.
I feel like they use young adult like pretty loosely.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. Maybe I'm just like fucking young at mind, aka like I feel mildly like
I have
slow.
I have a really good grasp on what young adult means, but I can't explain it well.
Yeah.
But it's almost like just because the characters are kids doesn't mean that the audience it's written for are kids.
Would Red Rising have been young adult?
I don't think so. No. I don't think so. I don't know.
Because, I mean, they were talking about, like, teenagers.
Yeah, but they were also, like, everybody got married when they were 16 and started having kids and stuff. So, like, I feel like that changes it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, no, it sounds pretty cool, and I don't know a ton about it. It's just that there's creatures that can apparently hear your thoughts, and so the more you fear them, the stronger they become. And, like,
okay.
Whoa. Okay. I'm on board.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
God. And remind me one more time.
The Hollow Places by T. Kingfisher.
Damn. Yeah, all right.
That sounds pretty cool.
All right. So I have... Actually, you know what?
Yeah?
I'm going to save them for next.
You're saving them both?
I'm saving them. Ooh. I'm saving all them.
All right.
Just because I love both of them. So, all right. Well, Larry...
Yes.
Okay, so you're still awake. Good. Okay. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. You got anything to add?
I just want people to not be a hand-me-down butt plug. I want you to be the brand new, never used Pearl.
Can you clean up a hand-me-down that like enough?
I feel like you could throw it through a dishwasher.
Right.
I mean, are
my they God, not safe? My dishwasher. Wait, is that where people like normally?
I think so. I don't know.
Really?
I mean, there's whole like, washes and stuff for. I think it depends on what they're made out of and stuff.
In a dishwasher?
Nobody's throwing their fucking butt plugs in a dishwasher.
Do not say nobody. Absolutely, yeah, no, some
I'm
people
not, I'm
are.
Not gonna lie. Definitely, someone has. I'm just saying, is that kosher? What's
what I wanted to get across was be your best.
Sorry.
Just like you are a brand new top of the line butt plug.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. And this has been your PSA from the Tether Radio podcast.
Wait. I can't think of where I heard this story, but the used butt plug made me think of it.
Oh my God. And we're going to wrap real quick before she can load.
I'm trying to think if it was on TikTok. Oh my God. I can't remember where I saw it. Anyway. There was a kid that went to the doctor, and it turned out that he had chlamydia. And he wasn't a kid. He was like 19 or so, right?
Yeah.
And the doctor's like, "Yeah, you have chlamydia. Like, you need to let your like recent partners know." And he's like, "I've not been with anybody in like months. Like, I don't." Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Okay, where you been putting your dick?" And he says, "Well." I have a pocket pussy, and
actually,
me and
I've
my
been
four
putting...
housemates share it, and so.
I'm sorry, I wasn't ready for this, but.
Huh?
Yeah.
So they had to all go get tested, and they all had it, and it's like,
yeah, no shit.
They gave each other chlamydia. They were sharing a fucking pocket pussy.
Dude, that's a really good way to go from to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Like,
hold on.
Excuse me, puppy?
They were sharing a pocket pussy.
I'm sorry, but like, dude, those things can't be that expensive.
I mean, some dudes are cheap.
just
think, listen, man, it's not like we're all going to use it at the same time. Like, we don't all need one. We could save some money.
Yeah, that's if a
we
quick just way have... to go into, well, you do that end, and I'll do this end, and everything's
okay,
good.
Okay, since you brought this up.
When our separate beds with our laptops, and if we're going to sleep.
If our nutsacks don't touch.
Okay, like since that. You brought this up, I was kind of disappointed in myself that I didn't cover this on Monday's episode. But I forgot who told us this story. I don't know if it was Zach or who told us the story at the pint last weekend.
Should we use names?
I was going to say, like, I'm not sure what story you're telling, so I'm not sure if we should use names.
The one with the girlfriend shoved, what was it, like, food up her pussy and had her boyfriend eat it out of her? Remember that?
I was not there for that story.
Yes, you totally were.
And this has been episode 35 of Untethered.
Look, I had a beer or two last weekend, guys.
We just went like, I was like trying to like get us on the downslope.
Nope, we're back.
We're shoving shit in orifices and trying to eat it out.
Second win, bro.
Rago, this guy's signing off.
I do not recall this story. But also that one guy talked my face off, so I really might not have heard the story.
Yeah, because I was sitting like a couple seats beside you, and I was like, Alex, listen to this shit.
I was probably like, absolutely not.
My God. I would have been like, Allie, let's take our conversation outside.
Are you kidding? You'd be like, no. Allie, take notes. We're covering this on Tether.
Yeah, you're right. I would have been like, I need another beer. Rock and roll, dude.
Oh, my God.
Well, yes. This has been Untethered, episode 35. Larry, you're going to come up.
Yes.
You're going to come up with some spooky spooks TV shows, right?
I do, yes. And I'm going to recommend some
next rock and roll. And so we're going to have the trifecta of TV shows, movies, and books for everyone for the next Untethered. That's kind of the theme for October because, I don't know, we're kind of into the spooky stuff.
Yeah.
So if you guys hate it, let us know so that we can do something else. Otherwise, we're going to go just fucking power through. So, because this is what we love, and we love to tell you guys about what we like. So
we love some content recommendations, and we love horror.
There you go. So let us know what you guys think. You can send all of that to tetherradio@gmail.com. That is tetherradio@gmail.com. You can hit us up on all of the socials. I'm not going to rattle them off because
they're already listening and they know.
Anyway, so, this has been Tether Radio Untethered, episode 35. I'm Daniel.
I'm Allie.
And I'm your leather daddy, Larry.
And we thank you guys so much for joining us. Check out the full episode on Monday, and we hope you have a fantastic weekend. Take it easy, friendos.
Bye.
Bye.